This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the world is keenly looking towards the 21st century India. Addressing the NXT Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, "Today, India is a country where positive news is constantly being created and news is not being manufactured, as new things are happening every day." He added that the Mahakumbh, the confluence of unity, which concluded at Prayagraj, has surprised the whole world as to how crores of people took a holy dip in a temporary city on the banks of the river. The Prime Minister said that he had put forth the vision of vocal for local and local for global to the nation, and today this vision is turning into reality. He said now the Ayush products and yoga have become global for local.
Kai saal pehle maine vocal for local and local for global ka vision desh ke samne rakha tha. Aaj hum is vision ko sachchai mein badalte hue dekh rahe hain. आज हमारे यहाँ आयुष प्रोडक्ट्स और योग लोकल से ग्लोबल हो गए हैं. दुनिया में कहीं पर भी जाइए, कोई न कोई तो योग को जानने वाला मिलेगा ही.
He added that for decades, the world referred to India as their back office. But now, India is becoming the new factory of the world and it is no longer just a workforce, but instead becoming a world force.
साथियों, दशकों तक दुनिया भारत को अपना बैक ऑफिस कहती थी, लेकिन आज भारत न्यू फैक्ट्री ऑफ द वर्ल्ड बन रहा है. हम सिर्फ वर्कफोर्स नहीं, वर्ल्ड फोर्स बन रहे हैं. कभी हम जिन चीजों का इंपोर्ट करते थे, आज देश उनका इमर्जिंग एक्सपोर्ट हब बन रहा है. जो किसान कभी लोकल मार्केट तक ही सीमित था, आज उसकी फसल पूरी दुनिया के बाजारों तक पहुंच रही है. पुलवामा की स्नोपीस, महाराष्ट्र के पुरंदर फिक्स और कश्मीर के क्रिकेट बैट्स, इनकी डिमांड अब दुनिया में बढ़ रही है.
The Prime Minister credited the mantra of minimum government, maximum governance for achieving the set targets. He said India is becoming the land of infinite innovations. Prime Minister Modi will virtually address a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity in New Delhi today. The day-long webinar aims to engage stakeholders in a focused discussion and strategizing the effective implementation of the 2025 budget announcements. It will focus on agriculture growth and rural prosperity, ensuring a collaborative approach to realize the vision outlined in the budget. The event will also be joined by all the union ministers. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will present his views at the event this afternoon. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Manipur. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Director of Intelligence Bureau Tapan Kumar Deka, and other senior officials are attending the meeting. This is the first such meeting after the imposition of the President's rule in the state last month. The centre has amended the passport rules, making birth certificates issued by appropriate authorities the only proof of date of birth for passport applicants born on or after 1st of October 2023. An official notification has been issued effecting the amendment to the passport rules of 1980. Under the new norms, the passport amendment rules 2025, birth certificates issued by the registrar of births and deaths, the municipal corporation or any other authority empowered under the Registration of Births and Deaths Act 1969 will be accepted as proof of date of birth for persons born on or after 1st of October 2023. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine and warned Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to make peace or lose American support. The statement comes after a heated exchange of words between the two leaders over the path to a Ukraine-Russia truce during a meeting at the White House in Washington last night. In the Women's Premier League cricket today, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.